Hello, friends. This is the letter I'd like to write to my 6-year-old self. Dear Sheila, something horrid happened to you last night, and you're afraid. I want to hold you very close and very tight. I want to hold you so close and so tight that you will always know I love you very much. Dear Sheila, it's hard for me sometimes to love you, but I know now when I look at your photograph that you're such a small, sweet, helpless, vulnerable little child. You knew nothing of what happened to you. You were young, you didn't even have the words. So I want you to know, Sheila, that I was there at your side all the time, loving you and holding you tight. When you took those biscuits from the kitchen as you did so regularly and hid them in your pajama case so you could eat them at night and your bedclothes became covered in crumbs that you had to sweep away, when you did this, when you ate those biscuits, you felt you were utterly alone. But Sheila, looking back on you now, I want you to know that I care about you. I want to soothe you in ways that are other than food, other than stuffing down the emotions. I hope that in some ways, in writing to you and telling you how tight I want to hold you, I hope in some ways that it will heal the 57-year-old self that I have become. Dear Sheila, as you grow up, your thoughts will not be your own. But later on in life, you'll learn to supply your brain with thoughts that are your own, with gentle, kind, and loving thoughts towards yourself. You'll learn to take courage in your own strength. You'll learn to trust your own feelings and your own thoughts. And you'll learn that I have come, slowly but surely, to take your hand and to lead you from your darkness. Dear Sheila, the horrible things that that man will do to you will continue. They'll wear you down. But eventually you'll escape, partly. You'll go away to university and you'll live abroad. You will be bewildered. They will be bewildering times. You will be tall. You will be slim. You will be beautiful. You will be intelligent. I am so proud of what you achieved. I know you had your difficulties then. I know you were bewildered. I know you didn't understand what was happening in your head. I know you reached out to other people. You reached out for love and it wasn't there. But all that time I was so proud of you. And later on, Sheila, you will find work. You will hop from job to job because you can't hold a job. You will hop from man to man because you don't know what true relationships are. And all that time, yes, you will be absolutely bewildered. But my sweet child, I will walk beside you all that time. And later on in life, you'll be in hospital. You'll be lashing. You'll be fighting. You'll be cutting. You'll be screaming. You will be the mistress of overdoses. You will be in and out of wards. You will see psychiatrists. You will see therapists. You will see counselors. You will see psychologists. You will see psychotherapists. And all this time you will feel it's all in vain. You're not learning. You're not moving forward. But Sheila, I want you to know that I'm going to be there every step of the way. And yes, things happen again and again and again. But eventually, you will start moving forward, perhaps in a better direction. You will find your calling. You will find your work. You will found a company. And of that, I will be so proud of you. You will help others. And miraculously, you will learn to love properly. You will marry. You will marry a man who loves you for who you are. You will marry a man who sees no shame in what has happened to you. You will marry a man who sees you with dignity. You will marry a man who first and foremost just loves you, pure and simple. And because of that, slowly but surely, as I said, I will take your hand, I will hold you so tight, and I will do my best to love you back. Take care now.